This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament gets going today, and as Marketplace's David Gura reports, it has become a tool for politicians looking to raise campaign cash.
At some fundraisers, games will be on TV. Nevada Senator Dean Heller's PAC is having a viewing party at the Palazzo in Vegas. Others will be at the games themselves.
The East Regionals of the NCAAs are happening in Washington, D.C., just blocks from the U.S. Capitol.
Kathy Keeley is with the Sunlight Foundation, a nonpartisan group that pushes for government transparency. It's been collecting invites to March Madness fundraisers. The price of admission?
Anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000.
Political consultant Katie Falk says donors realize they can kill two birds with one stone.
They can pay to go to the fundraiser and they can still see the game.
Another consultant, Elizabeth Blakemore, says that's what donors are there for, the game. And if you're known for throwing a great March Madness fundraiser, donors will come back year after year. So it's not the time or the place for politicians to speechify.
Blessed are the brief, because they'll be reelected or they'll raise more money.
They already support you, Blakemore tells candidates. Don't talk them out of it. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And we have a special bracket up at our website that allows the NCAA teams to compete based on their state's unemployment rate. You can find out who wins at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.